A lot of the people worked the railroads. We had a Catholic priest that spoke Polish. And when I was a kid, don't ask me what the sermons were about. I just knew I had to go to church because everything was in Polish except for the Latin Mass. That was back in the days. We had two ushers. One was Jack Storr. The other one was Pete Paulnick. And then they would ring the big bell that was Mass was going to start. So you better get in the church.
And you said your mother played the organ at all the Masses?
That was up in the choir loft in the old church. She played it. I think she played for over 40 years. They had a surprise party for her when she retired. They had a coal furnace. Ushers had to throw wood and coal in there, and then somebody didn't give it enough air, and the next thing you knew, we all were at Mass on Sunday with smoke coming up through the furnace. Never knew for sure if you were going to freeze or if you were going to have to take your jacket off. You
talked about Damien.
Okay. Nobody knew that Damien but Augustine. The Protestants have no trouble finding people to sing. The Catholics have to beg people to sing. And I don't think they've changed at all since I was a kid. You can always go to a Protestant church and everybody sings and they have a great time. Catholics, they go to church and they hold the rosaries and then somebody else does the singing. But anyway, somebody says, why don't you ask Damien Budaguski to sing in the choir? She says, well, I don't know. Can he sing? Can he carry a tune? And whomever it was that told my mother, well, he sings in the shower all the time. And she went out and she talked to Mr. and Mrs. Budaguski. Damien said, oh, I'm not going to do that. Oh, I'm not going to do that. Well, my mother talked him into it. So he came and she says, you don't have to sing all the Mass. Just sing O Holy Night. Okay. He says, I don't want anybody to know it's me. My mother says, well, that's okay. So he did. And he stood in the back of the choir, the loft up there. And nobody could see him from down below. The communion time started to sing, O Holy Night. I'm sitting there, and I'm looking at the people in the pews. Good old Damien started to boom out, O Holy Night. I want to tell you, there wasn't a head facing the altar. They all looked in the choir loft and wanted to know who that could be. This was when the new church was built. What a voice that young man had. He had that O Holy Night, and there was nobody faced the altar. Everybody was looking at that voice, trying to find it. Who was that fellow? Beautiful voice. And there was not a dry eye at that time when he sang. And I want to tell you something. To this day, I can hear him. I still remember looking at the people because I didn't see their back of their heads. I saw nothing but their faces as they were trying to find out who that individual was that was singing. Full tenor.
Did you have a favorite season living up in the woods here?
I doubt it. You know, you made your own fun. Either he or Dr. Nusky built that, one of the two. But Gus Bings ran it for quite some time. And then he established a town basketball team. And then it would go to Minocqua, it would go to Rhineland, or it would go to Eagle River, it went to all these small towns, and the men would play. So then he decided, well, let's have some of the girls. So then he formed the girls on the weekends because that's when the gym was open for them to play. And then, so I got involved with basketball. I got involved with everything in sports. In the summertime, the men all had a baseball team, and they would travel from town to town and play. And I would tag along, and because I kept score. I knew how to keep score. And, you know, they have their little numbers and everything. It's nothing like what we have today with good old, all the new nuances that's out there. And so anyway, this is what I did. So then with Gus Bings, he established the women's, the girls, and we all played We played Minocqua, we played Woodruff, we played Eagle River, we went to Rhinelander. That's all another part of history of growing up in the town. You made your own fun. The only other thing that girls had an opportunity to do in school was to be a cheerleader. That was it. Then in the town, we could go under town auspices and play basketball with various other towns. Could not go under the high school. If we were to go under the high school, then the boys' team could not operate. Only one team had to be the boys because they were more competitive. That's growing up. And that was the new high school, and we got the new gym. Otherwise, the old gym was downstairs, and that was closed down to serve lunch and eat lunch in the old gym. But the new gym was strictly for competition. And on Sunday afternoon, they would open it up for the men basketball team, their town men. And that was organized by Gus Bings. Gus was related to the Bings out there behind the Northern Air. You got Bings Road back there. They had a resort. I forgot what the first name of the Bings was.
Okay, before we leave that topic, how did you guys get around the sports teams? They didn't have buses, did they?
No. My dad would pile six of us. There were six of us on the team, and he would drive us to Woodruff or Eagle River or Minocqua, wherever. And if he couldn't do it, then Fritz Monach would pile six of us gals in, and off we would go. That's what he was known as. Official name was Fred. You have Butch Monach that lives in Three Lakes on the south side there. That was his father. He had two girls and two boys at that time going to school. And he would, when my dad couldn't take us, then Fritz would carry us. And at that time, you didn't have seat belts, and you could put six or seven kids in a car and off you'd go.
So this is, you're talking about the basketball teams and things that are pretty much high school.
That was high school. They were, everybody was in high school at that time.
And
yeah.
Do you remember what year it was?
I was born in 34. That would be 1944. The war was on. Let's put it that way. World War II.
The reason I asked was because there was recently a photo website that they called it the Memories of Three Lakes group on Facebook, and there was a basketball team from, I think it was 1924, and the ladies were all listed. They were girls, but that's why I brought it up.
Yeah, they had bloomers on. That's what they had back in those days. They had girls, and they competed, and I remember seeing that, and then all of a sudden I went, that was it. School could not carry the girls. Yeah. You either had one team. Either one team, of course, would always be the boys. And then all of a sudden, so then this is when Gus Bings moved into town, and he started the men's team. And they were all workers. They had graduated, 4 or 5 years ago and type thing. And so, and then he started arranging for the girls to play the prelim game. That's how we got started there. Then we had